The lines are full. Everybody's here. Let's start at the top with Ray. Ray, you're with the recall team. Good morning, 710 KNUS.
Good morning. How are you?
We're well, man. Go ahead.
I have a question. I moved to Denver in June after I got married, but I kept my Colorado Springs address for this election. But I'm not in the district. I'm just adjacent to the district of John Morse. How do I vote in that election tomorrow?
Boy, don't I tell you, I get you jammed up. Anything I say is going to be wrong. I was going to say, ask Caldera, but he looks like he can do it no matter what. So you still have a Springs address? Is that right,
yes,
Ray?
Yes.
Brother, I don't know what the answer would be. Man, I just hesitate altogether to say anything. Anybody? No, these guys are going, no. They're listening. Give it a shot. What the hell, right?
All right.
What's the worst that can happen?
I'll see what I can do.
What's the worst thing you can do, man? All right. Thank you.
I'll call you back if I'm successful.
Yeah, let me know. I'd like to know that. That'd be very cool. Thank you. All right, we go to Tom. Tom, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Balls. Colonel Tom from the Boston Cruise.
Hey, brother. Hey.
How are you doing?
I like that Mr. stuff, Colonel. Hey, man, it's good to hear your voice. Yeah.
As a military officer, I was thinking that maybe my vote could be counted this time. I was planning, I live in Fort Collins, but I'm planning to be in the Springs. I'm wondering if I went in uniform with a...
don't start this.
with a utility bill, they'd let me in.
There are people in the room, Colonel, that are nodding their head yes.
Technically, yes, you're within the law.
See,
we don't encourage or condone it, but the law says that that is correct.
Well, then I could drive down to Pueblo. That's not that far away.
This is like a Chicago thing, man. Did you read Carno's book, Lone Star Rising, about Lyndon Johnson and how he got that name, Landslide Lyndon, and there's a guy named George... What's his last name? He's the Duke of Duval County, Texas, and George Parr, I think, was his name. And Lyndon Johnson had, like, and this is somewhat of an exaggeration, but 111 dead Hispanics voting in alphabetical order. It's like, or in Chicago, you can die, but you can vote for the rest of your life. You know, that kind of, we got to be careful.
How many busloads of people will the other side be bringing in?
All right, that's a better question.
You know, that's a good question. We don't know. We've got, you know, folks on the ground watching. What we do know is we've seen operatives from OFA, Organizing for America,
which is
Barack Obama's 527
sure.
PAC.
Yeah.
They helped him get reelected in November 2012. Look, what you're seeing with these laws, especially the election laws, is a complete disregard for law and order. It started with the gun bills. It goes to the $1 billion tax increase. It goes to the way that they manage the legislative session, mostly at the hands of John Morse. And it goes to the 1303, the voter registration bill. They have made a mockery of our laws and our system this past session, and that's why this recall.
We can't afford another session of this kind of shenanigans.
That's true.
Well, if it breaks down, if the voting rights break down, we've got chaos. I mean, how many of my brethren were excluded from voting in the past elections that were in Iraq?
That's true.
I mean, you know, we're at a point where if we don't get this turned around and get it stopped, I fear for this country that it, you know, when you are disenfranchising a sector of the country who are willing to put their lives on the line for the country, there's something really basically wrong with that. I mean, that's just...
That's right. We agree.
Colonel, you're right. God bless you. As always, let me know, sir, what you did off air. Don't tell me on air. I don't want to know. You can give me a call off air. I think we know how to find each other. Let me know what you did, okay?
Well, I'm just deciding whether to go in,
Whether to say in mufti.
BDUs or in full regalia with all the buttons and bows.
Wow, all the been there buttons. You know, how about what they used to say, traveling in mufti? Like, go down in, you know what that means? It's like GIs traveling in civilian clothes. And that was this whole Lawrence of Arabia book. Everybody's in mufti all the time. All right, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Colonel. Be safe. It's 8:51, 9 before the hour.